not a movie guy. I wear my shoes inside. Well, it's been a while, so put your hands together and let's grow together. Yeah, let's grow forever.
Welcome to Hand of the Dirt, a gardening podcast about football. And I guess we're going to talk some football today. Stephen Hartzell, how you doing?
Fantastic. Good to be with you.
Well, that's nice to hear, man, because my shit sucks.
I'm sure we'll find out about it over the next 90 minutes or so.
We will. Michael Cerber, a.k.a. L underscore Cerberino, vocalist, guitarist for the Killer Ants, Ants with a Z. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
I'm tired like Hartzell last week. I did the thing where I just could not fall asleep last night.
Was it the gummies?
Oh, I'm tired as fuck, too.
No. If it was the gummies, bro, we would have been very asleep very quickly. But I had to get up early this morning, so I couldn't take that risk.
Early in the morning.
Nice. I didn't know you had that in the bag.
You didn't know I had that in the bag, bro?
I didn't know you were a Sublime guy, man.
Well, I'm not a Sublime guy, but I played Dave Mira BMX, the BMX game.
Okay, and that was on there? That was on the track?
Yeah, man. That was the first, like, level.
Nice.
And that's what he got.
Love and
see what you did there. Very good.
He can play the guitar like a motherfucking riot.
Yeah. And then you think I didn't play that? And I also, Dave Mira, he's from North Carolina.
I didn't know that. There are a group of people out there who feel like Sublime sucks. I'm not one of them. I'm kind of indifferent.
I don't think Sublime sucks. And RIP Dave Mira, by the way. But yeah. Dave Mirra, he's from.
Well, I think a lot of people. They are a lot of people's favorite band. They're not my favorite band, but like, they got. I mean, it's like fine. It's fun, isn't it? Isn't that that music supposed to be fun?
It's like chill.
Yeah, it's just weed music, I think, really.
Yeah, he went to ECU.
Like the weed music I prefer is like Outkast, but like I think this is a type of weed music.
He didn't go to ECU. His brother went to ECU, and Dave moved with his brother.
Yeah, Sublime's very West Coast. Like, it's West Coast.
Is it really?
Yeah, big time. West Coast weed music.
Yeah, Cali. They're like the character that Emil Hirsch plays in Lords of Dogtown. Like, that's interesting. Sublime.
See, I love Lords of Dogtown, but that's also, to me, that was some, like...
I love that movie.
I love the movie, but it's also, like, that's some Tony Hawk shit to me. I never associated with, like Sublime... to me, does fit with Dave Mira, basically because of the video game.
Yeah.
Because him and Ryan Nyquist were just like BMX guys doing tricks and shit, which is really cool. I didn't know until this week that no one knew how to do a backflip on a bike until some guy, random guy, started doing them off the dock, and he just tried like thousands of times until he got it right because he was just going into the water.
Yeah, man. Sick. Those dudes were fucking cool. Like the original X Games.
I love this
shit. Pre X Games. Like, yeah, like this is, they're like, all right, we're going to make up. It's like, it's a sport that got made up in a time when, I don't know. There wasn't segregation. Like, you know what I mean? The BMX, like X Game stuff, it's just all, I don't know, it's like a modern thing.
Talking about them Sal Masekela days, like going in the Wayback Machine.
Bro, I love Sal Masekela. Are you kidding me?
Legend.
Bro. I love, like, I, yeah.
Where is
I
mean, Sal Masekela?
I was a skateboarder. Were you guys skateboarders? I was a skateboarder, for real.
I
tried. It just didn't work for me. I fell and hurt myself real bad, and then just, I was a bike guy after that. But I rode bikes, like, a lot. Like, I was a big bike, and I'm like, I'm going off-road with this bike. We going to ride through this field on our bikes. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, they told me I couldn't ride... I couldn't be on the skateboard anymore. Mm. At UNC.
Yeah, they were like, you're too valuable.
No, not value. Too hurt.
He too hurt.
You can't be number nine on Georgia Tech if you fell off your skateboard.
Dude, two things happened. One, we were walking to Lenore to go have I think it was our punter, long snapper, and so you can see where I ranked on the team. I was down there with them. And we all lived in the same dorm, and we were going to Lenore to get dinner. But it was wintertime, and it was dark. So I don't know how many people that listen to the show have been on UNC's campus, but it's mostly brick walkways, right?
It's very aesthetically pleasing.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's a great campus, for sure.
It's not good for a skateboard. What you would like for a skateboard is very smooth pavement.
Concrete, yeah.
Yeah, asphalt. I am skating, and I'm doing the skate thing. I don't know if you guys know about this, where you like you kind of jigger it side to side, so that you stay at the walking pace of the other people. Like, you're not going fast, but we have to go past, I believe, Woolen. And it's downhill from C-Mite. The dorm, not the basketball arena. And I'm trying to kind of jigger side to side and move. And my whole front truck gets just like banged up in an uneven brick. My shoe rips completely apart. And I just fall.
He broke his shoe.
Shoe breaks.
He broke a shoe.
And then I hurt myself. All I did was get a little cut up. It's fine.
You hurt yourself today? You hit Trent Reznor on this?
Yep. And then the other thing, I was in a good mood, feeling good about myself. Your boy's got his little book bag on. Which, by the way, why are kids' book bags so big now?
They're huge, dude.
They're so big.
They got a lot of stuff, man. Like,
bro, it's insane. I had my little Eastpak on, and I was like, I think I can do it today. And I'm going to give you guys both a guess of what I thought I could do.
You thought you could do a kickflip?
Fuck, I've been doing kickflips the whole time. What are you talking about?
Oh, my bad.
Idiot.
I thought I could ollie the, like, 10 steps. Shit. Ollie to grind the 10 steps to get to the landing, and then ollie to grind the next 10 steps. Because when you come from South Campus or Mid Campus, you have to go up the stairs to get to North Campus, to get to Lenore, to get to the student store and all that stuff. I thought I was like, you know what? Today's the day. I'm going to do it.
Goddamn Rodney Mullen looking ass.
Bro, I got up. First one I did grind. Second one was not ready for it. I just fell down like 10 steps.
Yeah.
They were like, you can't do this anymore, man.
Did you put a hole in your JNCOs or?
JNCOs? What the fuck are you talking about?
JNCOs are back, dude.
They're back, but skateboarders don't wear JNCOs.
I just didn't know. Like, I didn't know what your steez was back then, dude.
Nah, dude. Skateboarding ushered in the skinny pant.
Mm.
Skateboarding ushered in the slim fit with the Vans. I didn't wear Vans, but I mean, the first shoes I skated in were like Air Force Ones.
I know you're a big Bucky Lasik guy.
I like Bucky Lasik. I'm more of a Harold Hunter guy. Honestly, R.A.P.
Oh, okay.
Man, don't play me, dude. We already talked about Zoo York. Like, I'm fully... This is not like an act or a joke. Like, I did skateboard. And I liked it.
Have you watched the Tony Hawk doc on HBO?
No.
Oh, dude, you should watch it. Not for the Tony Hawk clips, even though that stuff is great, but just for the interviews. Like, everybody who's still alive from that scene is on there.
Well, that's, I was going to say, I think that's why I'm not going to watch it, because key point, who's still alive?
It's, I think it's worth, I don't skateboard, to be clear. I didn't dress like a skateboarder. There was no part of the skateboarding scene that I was into or a part of.
Well, I thought that was the best part about skateboarding.
Other than the video game.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that was one of the greatest sports video games of all time.
Absolutely agree.
But you should watch the documentary. It's incredible.
I will try.
Okay.
I just, it's, like, I see a bunch of the people that, like, I used to get, like, the mixtapes from, like, they would sell them at, like, not flea markets, but, like, they would just have them at, like street fairs. And you could get, you know, like the, you get the Zoo York, you could get the, what is it? What's Deer Dak's, brand? What's Rob Deer Dak's brand?
I can't help you here, man.
Ridiculousness? I don't know.
No, he, Rob Deer Dak brand. DC. Yeah, the DC, like, you could get like the DC video, you get the Vans video, you can get the New York videos, like, used to be able to get those places. And it's wild to just see, like, Street League and all that, like, to see all that stuff. I used to watch those, like, that's how I would fall asleep at night. Speaking of falling asleep.
Nitro Circus movie, too.
You can, like, I would fall asleep to watching skate videos.
I love the Nitro
Circus. And not, this is not a lie. They did tell me at UNC, they're like, you can't skateboard to class anymore. We need your body. Because the other things that you're doing are also bad. But at least a skateboard is a tangible thing.
Let me get that body. Felder, no. I sent you a clip from the Until the Wheels Fall Off. That's the name of the doc. It sent it to your email. I'm serious, man. It's like it's one of those documentaries that, like, even if you're not into the subject matter, you're like, this is, I can't stop watching this. It's awesome.
I dig it. I want to watch it. It's so many of these guys I've seen, and like the way their lives fell apart.
That's part of the story. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I don't like that part. Like, the young skaters whose parents just kind of bilk them out of all of their money. Is that included in there?
I mean, it focuses primarily on Tony Hawk, but I think there's definitely some arcs and trajectories there.
He seems like a good dude.
Yeah, I think it kind of portrays both sides of that equation. Good dude, maybe not like the best parent, right? And like, he talks about that and how he wanted to be better and still wants to be better. Anyway,
it's hard being a parent. Being a parent is fucking hard, dude.
Yeah, it ain't easy.
Dude, I literally, like, I mean, today I'm doing drop off today, and we have voicemails that we're going to get to for sure. I know how. My tomato plant got knocked over. The wind and also these deer that are truly assholes. But today, like, I had a plan for today. And that shit just got fucking blown up. Not just with the Belichick stuff, which we will get to. But
what
also,
happened?
What?
What happened? I read that there's a joint statement. I mean, what?
No. I'm talking about me specifically.
Full support of the UNC administration. That's what I read Wednesday night. What happened?
I'm talking about the fact that I had to talk about it with another dad volunteer. So we talked for 10 minutes. Hmm. That 10 minutes takes away from what?
Opening doors?
No. This is post door opening.
Oh. Let's see.
We have a show that got moved up 30 minutes.
Yeah, Felder's morning routine. Yes, yes. Your precious time.
I have a wife that has to go to work at. She has to be at work at 8:30.
Taken from you.
I was planning on going to the grocery store, but it was good. I like this guy, Kyle. His name's Kyle. I like Kyle. Kyle was a swimmer. He swam with a couple of the swimmers that I know. And so you get into this place where you start like kicking out names and you're like, he's like, yeah, I know them. I swam with them. And it's like, yo, Charlotte is small. If you're from here, if you know, you know. But I didn't get to go to the grocery store, so I just went and got gas for my wife.
Tight.
Because you do the gas too, right? Do you both do gas?
Yeah, I'm not constantly filling. We got multiple. Yeah, I'm not constantly the gas filler upper.
So your wife will go get gas?
Yes.
Server?
You're talking about, like, yeah.
My gas for the car.
Yeah, my wife drives an hour and a half to fucking work and back every day. Of course she puts gas in her own car.
I'm asking a question. You don't have to get mad at me.
Well, yeah, you got mad at me, so I got mad back.
I got mad because you didn't respond.
Felder, your gas...
I don't understand the... No. I don't understand what the big fucking deal is. It's just putting gas in a car. Kristen does not put gas in the car.
No.
How far does she have to drive to the preschool?
Mm-hmm. 8 minutes.
Yeah, she's fine. Who cares? Go put gas in the car, dude. Be nice.
I'm not complaining about it.
You sound mad, dude.
No, I'm mad because I had a plan for the morning and I'm not gonna say I got fucked. I'm saying that to engage with another parent, I lost the time that I was gonna have to do some Michael Felder things.
Can I offer a potential solution here?
I know what your solution is going to be.
We started the show 30 minutes earlier. We can end the show 45 minutes earlier. So that way, you get your time back.
I can't go to the grocery store. I don't have a car, Steven.
Well, that part, sorry. But you'll have 45 minutes back that you
Fine. I'm good now. I'm good. I'm happy. Good.
Okay. All right.
I'm good.
I'm just here to offer solutions, man. That's kind of what I do.
Calm down. It's okay.
Yep. Thank you. It's on the board. Sorry. It's on the board.
So if you want a shirt that says calm down, it's okay, go ahead and go to hitd.threadless.com.
Calm down. It's okay.
There you go, man.
There you go.
Hey, my internet keeps dropping out, guys, so I apologize if I disappear. Hey, for you, a few good, moments baby. At a time.
You good.
Like just every, yeah. But just FYI, every 5 seconds or so, Felder cut out. For like 5 seconds,
dude.
This has been our production meeting.
Yep. And by the way, Hartzell, my burn super healed.
Congrats, man!
Can't wait to burn myself again.
This is a physical burn or an emotional burn?
Oh, it's a physical burn. Hartzell saw it in real time.
Right on.
He didn't see me burn myself, but he did see me when I scratched my arm. Pull off all the skin of my arm.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That's some like shit from The Fly.
Yeah, it was gnarly.
Kill me.
But I'm almost back to being like actually black again in that one part because it was very white.
Tight.
Back to black. All right, are we going to do this? We're going to talk about... I hate the sack! Yeah, I don't know any of the words. All right, are we going to talk about Belichick? Listen, here's what I'm going to do.
He used to be so good at football. He used to be so good at it. Now he's so bad.
He did. I'm going to do this. I am going to say, Steven Hartzell, you were 100% correct. that this is an unserious program.
I know that's not easy for you, so thank you.
Yeah, saying that you're saying that Steven is right is hard for me.
Yeah. But the level of unseriousness, that's what's really fun.
It's bad
here. Yeah, it's really bad.
It's real bad. Like,
Felder knows how much worse than anyone knows worse than probably, I would say, 99% of the rest of the people, how bad it is there right now. He's like, having to carry that around.
And you know what's crazy? My wife works at a preschool where she talks to three-year-olds.
God bless her for it, too, by the way.
I am in the middle of currently one of the biggest sports stories in America.
Nah, not important. What's up with them three-year-olds, though?
Absolutely. That's what I was getting at.
Terry pooped his pants. He's three.
That's literally, you're not far off.
I had to clean the shit off his leg, Michael. I don't care about Bill Belichick.
Like, literally, she's like, and I have to go back and forth through this app with this lady who said her kid is potty trained, but her kid doesn't pee at school, and then the kid pees in the car. And I'm like, I'm talking to Richard Johnson. Talking to Chip Patterson.
How is this Kristen's? This is the issue. How is that Kristen's problem?
The kid holds his pee at school, and the mom's like, "Why doesn't he pee at school?" Kid holds his pee at school. She's like, "I take it." This kid goes to the bathroom every single. I try to ask him to go to the bathroom the whole entire time.
Once again, this is my point. How the fuck is that Kristen's problem? Parents, if you are listening, stop making your problems the problems of the educators. It's because, your fucking problem, okay?
Yeah. And in my mind, I'm like, I just got off of a phone call with Chip Patterson, and he and I are comparing notes about this Belichick situation, and then I got to talk to Andrew Jones, and like, I don't
Michael,
care about
they don't wash their hands.
MCP pants?
I like candy, bubblegum, and taffy.
Yeah, my man, you got it.
This some good-ass dog turd. I love me some dog turd. Hold up. Why I love me some dog turd?
But to go back to whoever Carla was that said I am the main character, you think so? Because I spend way more time talking to my family and my wife. I spend way more time talking to my daughter about her homework that they have 5 days to do, and my wife about a kid who won't pee at school than I do about my actual job.
I think it would be a fun bit, Felder, if just one day, just one evening when they get in, you do not indulge any of it. You only talk about Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson. The UNC football program. You should do this as a bit. Every time they're like, and then Terry peed in his pants in the car again, you're like, oh, yeah, that's sort of like how Steven Belichick peed his pants.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good bit. That is a good bit. But literally, anyways, the main character syndrome thing, you can fuck off because I don't have it, and I'm not even close to having it. I think... Some people think I should have it.
Nah, he's a Charlotte. We've been over this. He's Charlotte.
Yeah, dude. I'm here to freaking...
I've received outside confirmation about Hartzell's carry, by the way.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You are carry, dude.
You're carry,
so
dude.
Clear.
Jesus. Nobody likes her.
She's the main character. Everyone loves that show.
No, they talk shit about her. They don't actually like
her. They like her shoes.
I like her in Hocus Pocus a lot.
I hate this.
Dude, come on, let's be honest. They like her shoes.
Shoes are great, dude. She's a fashion icon, just like you.
And do we like Hartzell's shoes?
Love his shoes.
Love his crepes. Shoes.
I got a pair of crepes.
Can we go back to Belichick? Can we go back to that?
What is there to go back to?
You were very stressed.
You don't like talking
morning.
About how cool you are?
I don't like that comparison. No.
You are as cool as Carrie.
It's not a compliment. I know what you're doing.
What?
She's
an icon, a star.
She is a style icon. You don't want to be a style icon. Got it.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I really don't.
What do you want, sir?
We're not doing that either.
So, Hartzell, you're working on your side yard, right?
My side yard is I got baby grass, dude. It's one of the most enjoyable parts of the process.
Okay. Is it going to last?
You should call Bill Belichick and have him just tread all upon it. He's good at ruining shit. That's trying to grow.
Dude, I'm telling you, I actually am sorry that I opened this can of worms because I might get an ulcer. Like, this is, it's truly stressful.
Well, that's,
it is bad,
that's not
well, it's going
it.
To be over soon. Hey, it's going to be over soon.
Yeah.
No one wants to be there. No one wants him there. The ones who make the decisions and him.
Well,
so
that, no one
wants. Take there, solace in that, buddy. This will
there
be
is a stronghold of people that want him there.
Not for now. Let's just give it another couple weeks.
Like, it's no. What I'm saying is, like, they're trying to pivot. I fucking hate this. They're trying to pivot into this idea that, oh, this was always going to be a rebuild. No. And it's like, well, when you bring in fifth and sixth year seniors, how is that a rebuild?
Yeah, they're all like these 70 new players are also going to be gone next year.
It's anyways, I can I talk about something else?
Let's talk about the new Taylor Swift album.
No, don't want to do that.
Wife loves it.
Your wife loves it?
Oh yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm happy for her.
It's not getting it's not got the universal acclaim, but I did listen to it and I heard a couple songs that I enjoyed.
That's good.
So it's no Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtrack, but she did a good job.
That soundtrack was killer.
Allegedly, this is the first album she's done with this production team in some while. Like, this is a production team that she used before, and she did not go back to Jack Antonoff, which I found interesting.
Fuck, we got another
voice kind of like the he's kind of the one that has been the producer for like that and the Sabrina or the what was it the Poets thing and then the Sabrina Carpenter thing. So she's also just trying to branch out and do a different thing, which is cool.
There's also
see all the positivity we said today.
Yes, agreed. And there's also some hit D overlap here with the new album because
what the hell are you saying?
I don't know if you've seen this, but there are pictures of that have come out of like her making the album, like in her studio or wherever she was making
it. What the fuck does that have to do with us?
It's because about what she was wearing on her feet, Felder.
Crocs?
No.
On clouds?
No. Keep going.
Pandas.
Hokas.
God damn. Well, that's how you know she's a fucking loser.
No, we can't do this again, all right? I found the Hit D piece to be amusing. That's all. Listen, say what you want about Hokas.
I can't call her.
Everybody else in the running shoe game makes chunky sole shoes now. All of them.
Yeah, I know.
We can't come at. We cannot anger the Swifties. We have a bad history with this.
My wife likes the album. I'm fine with it. I thought it was funny. Okay? I'm allowed to laugh.
You are allowed to laugh.
Thank you.
I'm allowed to laugh at her.
I don't want that. I don't want that vitriol again on the show. I like our voicemails. They're usually pretty positive.
I'm not being mean to her. How am I being mean to her?
Don't yuck people's yum.
Taylor Swift is the coolest person that has ever lived.
She's a billionaire. What am I doing?
But she's so cool. All right.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
You can't.
Mm-hmm. Just shake it off, dude.
You know what?
Shake it off. Very nice.
Tell us about your side yard, Hartzell.
This is ridiculous. Like, I don't have to, like, kowtow to this lady.
I think we do.
I can say I don't think she's cool.
Okay, well, you said it, so that's fine. You feel that way. I'm just gonna leave it alone.
I think she makes a lot of people that aren't cool feel cool.
Hang on, man.
What?
Not doing it. Nope.
Not doing it. I'm not lumping my wife into that bin of people, or people who listen to the show's wives or daughters. So
I'm saying, like, they if it makes you feel cool, that's cool. Cool for you.
Okay, that's good. Let's leave it there.
Makes you happy.
Like, it's cool for you. Like, that's fine. I'm not saying, I don't think I'm saying anything wrong.
No, it's cool. You're speaking, these are your opinions.
Right.
Yes.
Like, if Will Smith makes you, if you like Will Smith and you think his music's good.
Get jiggy with it, right?
Get jiggy with it. Yeah, it's cool for
Calm
you.
Calm down. It's okay.
Miami. Blah, blah.
Miami.
Yeah, like that's cool to you. Great. Awesome. I'm just saying, like.
It's not for you. We got it. It's all good. It's good.
Blue.
Yeah,
apron.
I don't understand why how I feel affects how anybody else feels. You know the shit that I think is cool?
Go on.
Like, I love, like, a nice cream sauce. That shit is dope as fuck to me.
Ooh, yeah.
Spending your time whipping in the parm with the cream, with the butter. Like, that's cool as hell.
Butter.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Keep
that's
going.
Cool as hell to me.
Yeah, keep going.
Some noodles.
Most people will just take a packet of Alfredo sauce and just pour it in a pan or pot or whatever. They're like, this is good enough.
You fools.
The same as when we did the HelloFresh shit, and that's good enough.
Blue apron. More like blue chew, am I right?
Yeah, buddy.
God, Hartzell's on fire.
I don't know why this won't download.
What you trying to download, man?
I have one more voicemail.
Mm. Well, while you figure that out, do you want me to play a voicemail?
Yeah, let's go to 336.
336, huh? All right.
Hey, guys. Steven in Raleigh. Wanted to give you a quick and immediate shoe update from last week's episode.
Oh, yeah.
I went ahead and pulled the trigger on some Jordan 1 lows based on the feedback you guys gave. And have added a pair of Air Max 1s to my Santa wish list for my wife, who I love dearly, of course, to buy for Christmas.
Yep.
So greatly appreciate the hand-holding that you guys did with me there. And, yeah, look forward to having this be my new addiction, so to speak, to just keep throwing money at shoes. Also, special form of tortured hell for me last week as well, listening to Serber and Hartzell reading items off the menu at Nick's, just downright making my mouth water even thinking about it again now. Wanted to officially nominate next year's live show to be in Winston-Salem. One, so we can grab food at Nick's. Two, so that you guys don't have to drive as far. Felder, only an hour away for you. So as much as I said, I did say fuck Winston last week. But, yeah, it seems like a good centralized location. I know the shows the past 2 years have been kind of tied to the sports pod fest with OG Media. But, yeah, would love to see you guys do more live shows. And, you know, if it's in Winston and I can grab Nick's without – an excuse other than going to see my parents, that would be awesome. So, yeah, appreciate the tips on the shoes, and yeah, I'm excited to have something with, as you said a few weeks back, Felder, something with a bubble. So I didn't know what the hell that was before. I literally just looked it up today as you gave us rec. So appreciate it. Let's grow.
See, look at us. We're helping people.
So he's not a fucking loser.
Now, here's the thing, my friend. Steven, thank you for the call.
Great call.
Don't.
You got good shoes.
Yeah, you got good shoes. Now, here's the thing, though, man. And white people are guilty of this, so I'm just...
Keep them clean.
You got to take care of them. Don't wear these shoes to your kid's soccer game at 9 a.m. and they're going to get all wet and muddy and...
You got to have specific shoes for things like that.
Thank you. If it's a rainy day,
don't do it.
Don't wear your Jordans. Don't wear your Air Max 1s. Like, you got to be smart here, man. Like, it's not an everyday thing.
Like, Hartzell knows.
Monarch days.
Hartzell knows. What did I used to do, Hartzell, when I used to drive to the studio?
Felder would keep his... he had driving shoes that were beaters, and his actual shoes... would come on when he got out of the car and took the elevator up to our
This
studio.
Is normal because the floorboard of your car, unless it has been recently, like within the last 2 days, cleaned, it's dirty, okay? And that dirt will stain the heel of the sneaker.
Also, the creasing in the toe box.
Yeah, creasing in the toe box.
The creasing in the toe box, but the creasing in the toe box, honestly... for some things, is a little unavoidable.
Sure.
But you're trying to minimize it. In the car, there's more of it. But it's the shit you can't see, like the heel of your shoe. All right? You're going to get home, and you're going to realize what you've been walking around with all day.
Steven, those Jordan 1 Lows have a massive toe box. So the cardboard, like, little filler that comes with the shoe...
Keep it in there.
Keep it in the box, dude. Keep it in the toe box.
When you're not wearing it,
throw them in
there. Put that back in.
That's not
Those are not trash.
Yes, that serves a purpose, my son. So, yeah.
God, I cannot
Unless
wait
you have shoe
you
trees.
Have
if you have shoe trees, I say go with the shoe tree.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But I have a shoe rack, and so I keep them shits in that.
I have one of those
But
over
the specials
door.
Stay in the box, in the thing. Felder's situation is so fucking admirable. Continue, sir.
I think Hartzell's is the best.
I haven't seen Hartzell's. He's never showed me his shoe thing.
Really?
Nope. We don't go into
He's
like
got
your,
them all
I've never
in
been
cases.
Into your room at your house or anything like that.
Oh man, let's change that.
You want
He's got them all in cases.
Bedroom?
yes, come into my room.
He's got them all in cases.
Not cases, boxes. The boxes.
Boxes. Yeah.
Not the shoe boxes.
Basically,
you have
that's
those
basically...
plastic. You have the clear plastic boxes, don't you?
No. I got a wall of boxes, dude.
Okay, I got
it.
That's
basically what Felder's rocking with. You got a closet. Same. You got them up in the closet too. That's where you had the adapts. I think was the closet.
I took them out. Bleach Report asked me to take them out and show them. So for when I do something with when I do stuff with them, and so I've got them. They're out now. But you know your boy stay with the silica gel.
That stuff's dangerous, man. Toxic if swallowed. Harmful if swallowed.
Well,
it keeps the
that's
shit
my,
fresh,
that, you know what my kid has to do to get into my office? This is not a joke. This is serious.
No, I want
to
know.
Pick the
what
lock?
No. She has to say the Konami code.
Man, I don't remember the Konami code.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A-B-A, select, start.
Wow. So that's the password for you.
That's the password to come into my office.
See, that's good parenting. Like, my kid has behavioral issues at school, but he can name all four Beatles.
That's
Hell
good parenting.
Yeah, dude. Let's fucking go.
You know what I mean? Like, there are
Fully,
first and last
man.
Name. Yeah. He can, Ooh, and,
you
and
love
he,
to see
and
it.
And he knows, like, I mean, Paul and John.
Hang on, let me
tough,
hang on. Let me see if I can. Don't say it. So there are four Beatles.
Correct.
I have a puzzle of this in my house.
Not with names.
There's no names on the puzzle now. But they are walking across Abbey Road.
Give me names, correct. Please. Four names.
Paul McCartney.
That's one.
Got one.
Ringo Starr.
Got two.
Josh or John? John?
Yeah.
Lennon?
Yep. Correct. And now we're at the one that everyone forgets.
My favorite one, in fact.
George Harrison.
Wow. Very
Nailed
good.
Nailed it.
Very good.
I think
impressed.
Me saying my favorite one gave it away because he's low-key everybody's favorite. He's got the best solo music of anyone.
I
like,
truly,
Paul put out good
like,
stuff, but
that was not
George
a bit, by
the
way. Because I was like, is his name Josh Lennon? That doesn't sound right to
bro,
me.
Bro, I and work it, with a lot of 30-somethings who can't do that. And it's the saddest thing in the world for me.
Listen.
Well, how many of the Wu-Tang, can you name the Wu-Tang Clan?
Without looking it up, we got the RZA.
Without looking it up, can you name the Wu-Tang Clan? Can you name the 9 Killer Bees?
Oh, no, I don't think I can.
Just the first, just the original 9. I'm not talking Capadonna.
I don't think I can get to 9. No.
All right, what can you get to?
RZA.
Yeah.
GZA.
Uh huh.
ODB.
Okay.
Method Man.
Uh huh.
And Inspector Deck.
Yeah. Ghostface.
Ah, shit. Yeah, Ghostface Killer.
Raekwon.
Damn.
You God. Master Killer.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's 9.
Yeah, that's it. Well done.
Bang.
Good job, guys.
We're not talking Shaim. We're not talking Capadonna. Like, we got there.
It's only a matter of time, Hartzell, before that boy can name the American High Command during World War II in the European theater, and I'm looking forward to that for you.
Yeah, no, we know names of, like, ships and yeah.
That's cool.
The beaches on Normandy. Really yeah, we're in cool. pretty deep.
Omaha?
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, big time.
Dude, I'm...
Wait till he rails against Mark Clark, you know? What an idiot. Thought they were going to name you Caesar?
What?
Come on.
What an idiot.
We're having war dad talk, guys. Let's go.
Yeah.
This is for the Michigan fans.
Michigan fans.
Dude, I, yeah. I don't know how to get this voicemail. I don't know if my computer is like too full or something.
All right. Well, while you try to figure that out, let's play another one.
Let's play another one. Okay, where are you? Let's go 512.
Hey, guys. Adam from Austin, 512. Appreciate what y'all are doing. Really love listening to y'all. Just had a thought. I was born in New York. My parents are from Charlotte. So let's go Hornets. Let's go Panthers. Let's go other miserable, non-serious sporting teams. I grew up in Austin. I have had a meaningful relationship with a woman who went to a sorority at Virginia Tech. I've had a meaningful relationship with a woman who went to a sorority at the University of California at Los Angeles. So I am here in the middle of the country, and I've had the pleasure of spending some time with lovely women on both coasts. I'm curious,
it's getting a little weird.
What are some of the most unlikely college sports relationships among members that are from different backgrounds, and what are some very complimentary ones? Appreciate everything y'all do, and let's grow.
This is a complex question, but I think Hartzell should start. Because Jen's a Georgia fan, correct?
Georgia alum, yes.
And she roots for the Dogs.
I mean, yeah, but, you know.
Does she bark?
No.
Yep.
She also doesn't know anybody.
She
on the
does.
Team. No, no.
She
come
barks.
On.
That pause
she
and
barks.
Laugh. She has barked at you before.
It's a hilarious question.
When
she
they
has
play Georgia
barked
Tech,
at you.
When they play Tech or they play Florida, is she barking at you?
Dude, do you think she cares about college sports like that?
No, but I think she likes to annoy you.
Ain't no doubt. Yeah, ain't no doubt.
She has barked at you, dog. Okay, got it. And you've never dumpster dove. We get it. All right.
I think the house divided stuff is at the top of the list. Like, you know.
Yeah, house divided.
Georgia Tech, Florida State.
NC State,
I think
UNC.
It works. my Oma and Opa were Clemson, South Carolina house divided.
Agreed.
Man.
It's, yeah.
I think, yeah. I think it adds to the sexual tension, frankly.
Baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then for me, I am a.
You're a weird one. You got an out there one, like an out there well, pairing.
There's like a there because the crazy thing is there is this Michigan State UNC rivalry because they played in national basketball? Championship games against each other.
Yeah,
it's basketball. Yeah. My wife and I don't watch basketball, so there's nothing.
But just the way bonding that, over those idiots, like look at these idiots who care about basketball.
Well, the way that she's a fan, she has to be completely removed from me. Because the way that I'm a fan, I'm not a fan of anything.
Right.
I like football. Specifically, I like the defensive part of football.
Right. The only reason the UNC thing, I think, makes you mad, I would love your take. I would love your, I would love why. I think it, my thought has always been that it is because, like, you have to be associated with it. So, like, by association, you're associated with bad football. You're like, fuck this shit. It's not that you love UNC. Like, as, like, a fan of their team.
I love UNC as a university.
Right, yes. But not but as, like, I'm a fan of this. I don't love this football team because
I have
I'm
to
a
watch
fan
it.
Of them. Yeah.
And it's, like, I'm not, like, I am not, like, in love. And I spent a decade not having to watch UNC. Like, that was never, like, heavy on the table.
Right.
And now it is. But the reality for me is I like football a lot. And growing up, shout out to my dad. We watched all the games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Up until I was getting recruited, I had been to more ECU games than any other program. Like I saw a guy, I was in drop off today. And I saw a guy that had a Wofford sticker on it. I was like, is Coach Tichy still there? And he was like, who's that? And I was like, okay, I'll just look it up online. It's fine.
Yo, speaking of Wofford, did you see that Western Carolina QB went like 46
yeah.
of 46? And
yeah,
Western
yeah,
still needed a game-winning field goal to beat Wofford?
Yeah. Longest streak. longest completion
streak. Shout out to
streak.
Sickos Committee for putting that on my radar.
Oh, yeah, I saw it, and I'm like, yeah, this is wild.
That is awesome, though. That's cool that Western got that guy, or now, like, a Western player holds that record. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Catamounts have nothing to hang their hat on. They've just been getting bossed around by App State.
Can I tell you something funny?
Yeah.
So I see that story come across my algorithm on Instagram. I sent it to my uncle, who went to Western Carolina. That's the only reason I'm sending him this thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he goes, oh, that's awesome. I went there. And I was like, yeah, no fucking shit, numbnuts.
Man.
That's why I sent it to you.
Listen, sometimes the olds aren't that hot on the socials, okay? They're not up to.
Bro.
They don't,
why
they
would
don't
I
have
send
what
you-
they call the social skills.
I specifically sent you a Western Carolina video because I know you went to Western Carolina. Cullowhee.
Yeah.
The Catamounts.
Yeah.
Oh, I also had a conversation with, shout out to my man, George Whitfield. He sent me a video of a mountain lion that was following behind a DoorDash guy. Have you seen this? Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, you seen that? You heard about it? And the guy turns around, and the mountain lion runs away, and I Whit's like, "This is crazy," and I was like, "Not really. They're ambush hunters, and if they know you can see them, they don't do anything." And he was like, right. "Why do you know this?" And I was like, "I mean, I read where the red fern grows, and then I also did more research about them." Like, they are pouncers.
Hey, it's 9:30.
Yeah, I know. You hate that.
I don't hate it, man. I'm happy for you. Whatever works, buddy.
This is for every day. You're worried about it for this show.
No, I don't. The show is the least of my worries, man. This is fun. This is we're just having
every,
a good time.
Every day, I like to know when it is 8:30. I like to know when it's 7:42. I like to know when it's 8:33, 9, 9:30, and then when it's 11, so that I have achieved each benchmark that I want to get to. That's just life. My first alarm goes off at 6:13. I'm usually awake before that alarm goes off. 6:36, I know I have to be active and motivated. 7:15, we better be at school. At worst, at least out of the neighborhood. 7:42, my kid needs to be in school, but it's changed now. 7:42 lets me know I've got 3 more minutes to get as many cars into the parking lot as I can.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that we can make sure that these kids aren't tardy. Because those tardies add up, and once you get the X amount of tardies, they start to count as an absence. Then you might have to do recovery. I don't know what they do in elementary school. Honestly, I don't even ask. But every alarm has a system, sure, and it has a program. 8:33, that's usually when I go on days that we don't have a show. 8:33 is when I go for my big walk.
Not today, though, because I took that.
Excuse me, my mall walk. Shout out to the guy that called in and shamed me into just calling it a mall walk.
Yeah, call back, man. We haven't heard from you in a while. Call back.
No, it's fine. I'm mall walk. I'm cool with it. You know how many people don't mall walk every day? You know how many people don't get a mile in every day? What about, so this is an interesting one. Let's go 919 first, because this one is funny.
919, baby.
Hey, so the pizza rolls conversation got me thinking about my freshman year in college. Me and my best friend, we had on our student ID cards or whatever it was, like board bucks, which were, you could only use on the convenience store on campus, but they expired at the end of the year. So if you didn't use your board bucks, they were gone. So they racket. But I remember the last week of school, we were moving into our apartment off campus, and we went to every single, there are 3 of them, C stores across campus and bought every box of Bagel Bites in the store. And we ended up with, like, I don't know, like 75 boxes of Bagel Bites, and we just stacked our freezer and basically ate that for like the first month of summer. It ruled. Anyway, let's go.
Diarrhea City.
I mean, not everybody, thank you for the call, not everybody reacts to Bagel Bites with diarrhea. Like, for example, the males in this house, my house,
mm-hmm,
we respond favorably to Bagel Bites.
Respond favorably?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have liquid shits when we eat Bagel Bites. Like, our body is like, thank you for these Bagel Bites. We will process what we need, and then we will rest, or we will release everything else.
There you go. That's very funny. Did you guys have that, like, with meal plans?
Yeah. It's been a while, man. I haven't been in college in over 20 years.
Yeah, me too. But I still remember, like, I used to swipe guys all the time. Because my meal plan was unlimited meals, and then I don't remember how much money it was, but X amount of dollars to use, like, as he called it, like a C store. But we also had, God, I can't remember what it was called. If somebody remembers what it's called, 336-3607, but we also had like a, it was like Fast Track or something, where it was like Subway, Chick-fil-A, Burger King, Bagel Shop, that were all, it was like Lenore South, under Lenore, something like that, where you could use your dollars. And the dollars you could get things for the dollars off your swipe card.
Nice.
But if you went upstairs, you used your meals. And then we also had Tar Heel Takeout. Shout out to Bada Wings. They were on Tar Heel Takeout. Shout out to IP3s, that was on Tar Heel Takeout. Obviously, Domino's was on Tar Heel Takeout. Tario Takeout took your money too. So they would take your bucks that you already paid for anyways. They would take your bucks and you could get their food through Tar Heel Takeout and they would deliver it. It was like pre DoorDash, DoorDash, but with college money. But then when they built Ram's Head, another calf, but they also had like a sports, it wasn't a bar, but they had like a sports theme thing where you could use your meals to get like a burger and fries instead of using your bucks. Dude, college eating is insane. Because my girlfriend went to Boston University and they had like meal plan, but also like they had like auxiliary meal plans where you could just use your card at like restaurants that were around. Like, have you ever been to Boston University? Your mom went to Boston University, didn't she?
Yeah, BU.
And so it's like in the city city.
It's like right next door to Fenway Park. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And so you could like just go to restaurants and use like your like swipe your meal plan card.
Ah, yeah. Damn, that's awesome.
And then
maybe that's like what it's like for in town, you know, like for colleges where there's just yeah. where the campus is, the lines are kind of blurred.
Yeah. Like I mean, I think the same thing probably for DePaul, right?
DePaul. Don't know, man. Don't know. I've never been to Chicago or suburbs of Chicago.
First of all, DePaul's not in the suburbs of Chicago.
Isn't their basketball arena, though, like off campus? Isn't that like
their
a thing?
Basketball arena is south. Yes.
Yeah.
But the school is right there.
You know what? Like, I don't think I've ever been to the state of Illinois, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I lived there for 4 years.
Yeah. Well, we know. Thank God you got out of there.
Like, call in. I want to hear about people's college meal plans. 336-448-3607. Because DePaul, like, there's, like, and this is all, like, I don't know if tangential is the right word, but it's the word I'm going to use. Because, like, when I would get off the train or get off the bus, I just see it. Like, there were, like, kids going to Whole Foods. Could you imagine being 19 and going to Whole Foods? And, like, getting a salad?
$20 salad.
But I think that's part of their meal plan.
That'd be sick.
Like, their kids going to Whole Foods. Pequod's is right up the road. Friggin', like, I don't know. I don't know what their meal plan situation was like. I know they have a sick softball stadium. That's right. Not sick, but it's like, it's kind of cool because it's right by the train. So you can, every time the times I did take the train, I did just catch a little softball. All right, let's do this one. 517, is that Union?
Union.
Hey, boys. Joe from 517 again. Hey, a couple comments here. Been loving the last couple weeks of Union talk. I myself am a Union rep here in Michigan, so it's great to hear people talking up unions. Love to see it, you know, love hammering home to these young guys, pension, benefits, all that's good. But listen to your discussion about Syracuse being good at football and basketball. Michigan State was like that, you know, under Mark D'Antonio. It's great. Yeah. I kind of, as a Michigan State fan, love seeing basketball team be better. If the football team can just make a bowl game every year, I'd be happy with that. 6, 7, 8 wins, I'm happy with that. So just a little insight to the basketball versus football debate. I think, boys, let's grow.
Look at that. He's the opposite of my wife.
Shout out to that man for being a reasonable and realistic Big Ten football fan.
Yeah, for sure.
6 or 7 wins, great with that.
He's the opposite of my wife, though. She's like, why aren't we better?
It's part of a larger conversation that I have, and I pick on Roddy Jones all the time on CSN about this because he works for SiriusXM and ESPN and ABC, and it's like, y'all talk about the same 15 teams every single week.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's 120 others that are out here, like, trying to get bowl eligible, trying to develop players, trying to get better.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like it's just a thing that I have. Although I will also say this, and that guy's obviously a Michigan State fan. He doesn't care about what UCLA is doing or Florida. Right. He's like, I care about my Spartans.
Right. Arkansas.
It's hard to do national college sports talk.
It's
so much
hard.
Easier to do the regional and hyper-local stuff.
Well, so it's college football is a regional sport.
Historically.
Full stop. Just that's what it is.
It's less regional because of the expansion and realignment.
No. They're trying to make it national. Can I tell you something that I'm working on? I hope I can get it out today or tomorrow. I think we need to retire the words back and sleeping giant. I think you should get fined. And you know what? You should send the money to me on Venmo, Michael-Felder on Venmo, if you use those words in a story. And you should send me $50 every time you use them in a story, when you're on air, anything. You should send me $50 if you say back or sleeping giant.
That's amazing. That's like, what's my guy, let's get ready to rumble guy?
Michael, what is it?
Michael Buffer.
Michael Buffer, not Ruffer.
He's got it copyrighted. So if you say it, like...
You got to pay him.
Yeah, it's a federal trademark for Michael Buffer. So like,
what I'm saying is I think these should be an offense.
Yeah, but I think the path to doing that is you got
to
find a way.
I have to trademark back in sleeping giant.
Yeah, find a way to do that, and you're in the clear.
Like I literally have the outline of the story right now, or the outline of the post that I'm putting up, and I have, with respect to back, I have Texas, FSU, Miami, Penn State, USC, Virginia Tech, Bama. Sleeping giant, I have UNC, UCLA, SMU.
Mm.
You can't. Here's the thing. Nobody comes back. It's completely different coaches.
Well, speaking of coming back, welcome back, Michael Serber. Router issue solved. Love to see it.
Love to see it.
Not accurate.
We're solved?
Having issues this morning.
Sorry.
Yeah, we are not pleased with the internet. From Spectrum this morning.
It is very windy outside. I wonder if that's having anything to do with it. We got this cold front moving through, which you do love to see. Quick shout out to you, Serber, on the Blackstone, like 25-piece kit that you recommended to me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Like,
what'd you make?
Awesome.
Yeah.
So far, we've made smash burgers. We've done chicken. We've done... hot dogs. We did steak. Dude, we did steak on the Blackstone.
Did you split the hot dogs?
I do the spiral ones. I put them on the little little sticks, and I spiral them.
Okay. Good. Yeah, so you did split them. You just did it in a different way.
Yeah, I just did it kind of in a different way. But
it creates all those crevices for... Yes.
Right, so you can get that crisp, those little... Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
I want to get a bacon press. I want to get some more tools for this thing. No, I don't. I want one.
Well, what you are using for smash burgers right now can double as a bacon press.
What do you use for smash burgers?
It's just like an extra wide spatula. It's just a giant spatula.
Okay, oh, you're using the one that came with the thing.
With the key.
It will do that. Yeah, it'll do that. No, I like the hand smasher press thing better.
Me, I
want one. And do you have Server? Do you have the one with a wooden handle or one with a metal handle?
Why would I only have one kind?
I have two kinds, too. Don't fucking play me, dog.
Well, you played me like I'm only supposed to have one kind, okay? I got
Which
both.
One do you...
Yeah. I've got a wooden handle smasher that has grooves in it. I have Same. A wooden handle bacon press that has grooves in it. And then I have a metal handle smooth boy.
Smooth.
All flat one as well.
You just
now,
have to make
No matter what, I'm using gloves on the Blackstone. I got the black gloves.
So the reason I asked was because I was going to ask if you put it on the Blackstone or in the cast iron, whatever. If you put it on there and let it get hot, so when you drop it onto the bacon or to the burger, it's getting cooked from both sides.
Yeah. I do that. I do that. That's the advantage page. of the wood handle.
You can move it
I can move what?
I have one with grooves that has a wooden handle.
What's better?
Yes.
I like the flat one, no grooves.
Yeah.
Because I can get it hot and then it cooks. And if anything sticks at all, I can use that spatula to just go ahead and drop it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Hartzell to your question, which one's better? I like the flat surface for burgers.
Mm. Yes.
But for other things, I like the ridged surface.
Like for chicken.
Yeah, you can put lines vegetables. On your chicken. You know what I'm saying? You can still get them grill lines.
Yeah.
If you like the pretty patterns, if you're just into the look, you can still get that if you use the hot press on
you
it.
Heat up the one with the grooves. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. And it will give you your lines.
Mm. All right. What about do we have 717?
Bro, you already know, man. Come on.
Boys, we're dropping the Who I Love Dearly lately. I'm not trying to snitch on anybody, but I noticed one rad dad to another. Show those ladies some love. And let's grow. This is Joel. Bye.
What?
I don't
get
it.
We say Who I Love Dearly almost every time, right?
Yeah, we've been saying that for like 5 years.
Was that what he was saying, that we haven't been using it enough?
I guess. That was my takeaway.
I thought he said that we were like using it and he was picking up on it meaning something different.
Hang on.
Should we replay this? Play it again.
Stand by.
Play it again.
Boys, we're dropping the Who I Love Dearly lately. I'm not trying to snitch on anybody, but I noticed one rad dad to another. Show those ladies some love. And let's grow.
Okay,
I don't know what that dropping the means. Does dropping the Who I Love Dearlies, is that us? We've been using it a lot.
We've been saying it a lot because, like,
or we've been dropping the usage.
We've been dropping off and using it.
Well, you guys,
I don't know.
Yeah,
because he said show those ladies some love.
Yeah, I think he's implying that we're not using it enough.
No, I think he could mean that, like, I've noticed you're dropping that. You need to show them some love. Like that, it's not. I don't understand. Call back.
All right, can we go to, what do we got, 801?
Yeah, I do have an 801.
Hey, Hand in the Dirt, this is Greg from Salt Lake City, Utah.
What's up, Greg?
So I just am driving home from a concert that was canceled because Utah drivers are trash, and some guy crashed into a power block, and show got canceled. Anyway, listen to your show about shoes, and I feel like you guys are doing a disservice to Vans. There's a lot of really good slip-on Vans and lace-ups that are really, really nice-looking shoes that y'all should look into.
I wear Vans, bro.
Everyone likes the Jordans and the Air Maxes and all that shit, but hey, look into them Vans. You want that nice tennis shoe? Get that those nice Vans slip-ons. Shoot, can't beat those. Comfortable as hell. Make sure you get the pop cush insoles. And you're set. Those shoes are dialed.
Yeah. Thanks.
Let's grow.
I like that guy. That guy seems
I like him.
Yeah, I like
I'm not going to wear
like
Vans.
Him too. I mean, I already do. That's why he might be new here. We've talked about it on the show before.
Yeah. I've bought my wife Vans at my own kind of like behest, but I bought my wife Vans. She has like the fucking, she got the damn Daniel back at it again with the white Vans.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. Like, you prefer the other thing, but if you're going to look at somebody next to you, right, and they're not going to be wearing Jordan or Nikes, I'm giving you the choice of, you know, Hoka's, On Cloud, you know, basic ass three stripe.
You know what Taylor Swift's going to wear.
You know, yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Or they've walked in with some off the walls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to be like, that person is cooler than those people.
They are, because they're cool, because Vans are cool.
Yeah, I thought we had done this on the show. I thought we had hashed this out.
Vans are cool.
We had to do this.
Vans are cool, yeah. Man. Vans are cool. I'm like, are you kidding me? If I'm going to like a PTA shit, and somebody's got on some dope Vans, that's cool.
Right. Right.
They got on All Clouds, Hokas. Not cool.
Brooks Brothers.
Brooks Brothers make shoes?
I think so, don't they?
What? Hang on a second. What?
I could be wrong.
Brooks Brothers shoes? Oh, hell no. Nah.
Yeah, dude.
What? No.
Mm-mm. You know they're grown.
You're mad
walking
rich.
Around with these penny loafers and no socks on.
If they, I will say this, if they got these on with no socks with a good pants break,
that's okay. But you know it's never going to be a good pants break.
That's the problem. Like I would, but I also like, give me a Kohan.
Hmm. I used to wear Kohans, man, but I don't have to dress up like that anymore, man.
I know. Give me a Vincent Camuto, even.
Wow.
I used to fuck with Aldo shoes.
Give me a Tecova.
Back in the day?
Like
they were cheap as shit, but they look
dope. But
the
key, because we talked about socks last week, right?
Yes,
you got to go no socks.
Yes, we do.
The same thing with Sperry's. If you got socks on with your Sperry's, I don't, like, what are we doing?
Dude, I can't do Sperry's anymore. I can't.
Nah, never again.
It's never coming back.
It's not coming back for me either. I'm just saying, if you're going to wear a Sperry, if you're going to wear these Brooks Brothers, you're going to wear the Tecovas, you're going to wear you have to not have socks. Or you got to have socks that nobody can see. Like the socks that they give you when you go try shoes on. Remember your mom used to make you try on shoes?
Yeah.
And you, like, you had that little slipper sock that they give you that doesn't, like.
I know what you're talking about, man. Like.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you got, like, that, you. And Vans are cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the original skate shoes.
Yes, sir.
Of course I like Vans. I'm not going to wear them. But I like Vans.
They wouldn't go with anything you have, frankly.
No. Got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers. Do you remember that?
Some shit just don't go. Yeah. You sang it. You've sang that multiple weeks in a row, I feel like.
Yeah.
What you typing, Hartzell?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's the pack. But I got my Vans on and they look like sneakers. I like Vans.
Yeah, Vans are fine.
No, Vans are good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're fine. They're acceptable. They're fine.
Yeah. I'm just not like. I'm saying
no,
Vans are cool.
We've been slandering the Vans.
Okay.
We've not been vandering.
I'm saying Vans are cool.
Nice.
Same.
I'm saying Hokas are not cool. They are functional. Yeah.
Need our boy Miller to call in, defend some Hokas. Haven't heard from Miller in a while.
You don't have Miller. You don't need to call in to defend them. I understand the functionality of them and how they help people that run insane amounts of miles. I understand that.
Hey, is Miller okay?
Miller's great.
I miss you.
Miller's great.
He's wrapping up for December.
Vans are cool. If I ever get to a point in my life where I have to start buying shoes that aren't cool, that's a me problem, dog. And apparently Taylor Swift is at a point in her life where she's buying shoes for her body, not shoes for being cool.
I'm not doing that. I do have a voicemail here from the 812, though. So.
Oh, we have two of them, right?
I gotta get Serber's opinion on the Lock Docs.
Got it.
Flow from the most recent for me college sports now, Elder Friday. I need to hear what Serber thinks of that. Love Trip. Let's grow.
I heard Vert.
We kind of heard Vert.
All right. I
got to admit, I only kind of tune into the Wayne Show these days.
Let me pull that up. I will pull that up for you. While I pull that up, I'm going to play the other 812. All right.
No. Don't play that one yet. Just save that one. That one's a little bit deeper.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Felder, while he does that, give me some context here. Every week on, what is this show called? College Sports Now?
College Sports Now.
Okay, y'all.
We got
do
the Lock
like
of Locks.
Okay.
The Dock of Locks, excuse me.
The Dock of Locks. Okay, that makes more sense. Yes.
And he, he's already got one great piece of audio where it's him to, you know, Ani Kamozi.
Na 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 na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na. Here comes the Lock Doctor. Here comes the Stephen Hartzell.
Three for all, Felder Friday.
Felder Friday. Just making these picks.
So who's singing that?
Trip.
Trip is? Trip sings that? Does he do it live every time?
No, we got a clip.
It's production.
It's clip. It's a production. It is canned, okay?
Yes, 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 yes.
Do you want to hear it?
And this is the...
Do you want to hear that one, or can we hear the when he when he just ripped it?
I've got both.
All right, let's play the one. Let's play the peaks.
Three for all, Felder Friday. You want that?
Yes.
Yeah. Give me that first, and then give me the other one after that.
Okay. All right. Here's the three for all.
Sound like Joe Pesci over there.
Here's the three for all intro.
Fucking Lethal Weapon. Okay.
Here comes the Lock Doctor. Here comes the Stephen Hartzell. Three for all, Felder Friday.
Just making these picks.
Why? So y'all do that every week voluntarily?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, what's the other one? Give me the other clue.
All right, so Tripp was out last week.
I used to produce this show.
Standards have fallen. He asked to take a day off, and I'm like, you got to send us your picks, dude. Like, you can't just not submit picks for the week. So this is what Tripp heard, the Lock Doctor, sent us.
Been doing college sports now for several years, and you guys seem to like it when I put some music together. And I realized that after all this time, you guys have never really heard me flow. So Hartzell, Felder, go ahead and give me a beat. Go ahead, give me a beat. No, I'm just kidding. I got my own beat. Here it comes. You hear it. All right, enjoy. I hope you're not bored. I know Hartzell had you snoozing. Right now he's up one, but he's about to be losing. We talking college ball. We talking week six. It's the Lock Doctor prescribing you some picks. You wonder where I'm going? You really don't know? Let me give you a hint. I'm going Mike Elko. Give me A&M. Yeah, it's a big spread. Playing Mississippi State, they're going to kick him in the head. 14.5. Now that's a big line. Really don't matter. Marcel Reed's dropping dimes. Okay, here we go. It's time for pick two. Too bad for Rich Rod. I'm going BYU. 18.5 should be more like 30. You seen Bachmeyer play? That boy's dirty. Show's almost over. I got one last pick. When I drop this one, Stevie's feeling sick. So here we go, like Aaron Judge in a home run derby. Give me those dogs. I'm rolling with Kirby. 20 and a half? No problem, no sweat. Because a bet like this could get you out of debt. So Hartzell, are you scared? You better make a wish. Probably won't help. Maybe just go listen to some fish. This has been a Locked Doctor production of Fell to Friday on College Sports Now. And I'll take UAB as my dog against Army. Thanks.
I love him.
The picks went 2-1 against the spread. He lost Army. That's our straight up upset you're supposed to pick. He lost UAB to Army. But Serber, what'd you think of the production value and obviously the bars?
I have no words.
Okay.
Bars. I love it. Trip, if you ever hear this, just know that I'm on your side.
Trip doesn't support the show. What's funny to me is like our boy's just, he's in the lab, he's got the Hey Dudes on, and he's just letting it.
He's just making them peaks. I love it.
Serber, you want to come back? You want to come back?
No.
Okay.
You want to make your own track? And we just have like a two different podcasts, like beef.
No, don't. I love Trip.
I love him. I think it's. I think those are very good.
Of the people I know who are in their 60s, he ranks up at the top. Okay.
God damn.
And he is, you know, he's remaining youthful in the way that he knows how, and I love that for him.
He's awesome, dude. I love him. I love me some Trip, dude. You can't beat
Second
him.
Oldest guy in the office behind Cab, and you know, like,
and peace guess be what? With Cab's him. Not. He's not making the. He ain't making them peas.
Cab's 92 years old. All right, Trip's next in line.
Shout out to
the Herberts. All right, now this is a heavy one. Play the other one.
This is our last voicemail right here.
Yes.
So let's end it on a high note, hopefully.
Fellas, I need some advice. I'm not super involved in my neighborhood. I'm not a Felder type. I just kind of come home from work and go into my house. I'm
and
not
that's okay.
Mess with my neighbors or whatever. But neighbor for a quote-unquote Halloween decoration has a very realistic man body hanging from a noose in our yard. It's masked. I don't think it's racist, but I don't know. Should I, like, tell them that's not cool? It's a very edgy house. They have an unwelcome sign. I think they're those type of people. What should I do? Should I be a coward or should I be tough and tell them that's not cool? Okay, let's grow.
I mean,
Hartzell, you have the floor.
I don't think you can have stuff hanging by a noose. In 2025. Sorry.
That's
correct.
I think that's the key, is that it's a noose. We have people that hang like ghouls, not human bodies, ghouls, and they hang them with a little bit of string. Sometimes we use fishing lines so you can't see them, so it looks like they're floating, right? We've all seen this in neighborhoods, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I got a skeleton up in my tree right now. Guess what? He's sitting in the tree. He's not hanging
yes.
at all. Now, he said that this person's house is already kind of edgy or that there's like unwelcome. I mean, these people could very well be pieces of shit. Like, it's very likely that you saying something isn't going to change what's hanging in the front yard. But you're not wrong, and I'm not going to invalidate the way you feel.
Yeah.
It
can't hang
me,
it
if
the
it
neck
was if, what, okay let's go around the table. What would you do?
I would say, hey, that's not cool. It makes me uncomfortable, and it would make and it makes other people uncomfortable. I'm very sure. I recommend you take it down. I can't make you take it down, but like, it's not a good look unless that's the message you're trying to like put out there, and I would leave it at that. I can't tell them
that's very well said.
Okay, well, what would you do?
No, I would communicate that verbally.
Yeah.
Not in a letter.
I think go knock on the door and say something like that, right?
Yeah. Not in a letter, in a text message.
So we're all on the same page.
A conversation.
Yes. Yeah. I would just be like, hey, this, it looks like you're hanging somebody, like lynching in effigy, whatever it is. This is not the same as the ghouls.
Yeah.
I don't like the ghouls, personally, but...
I don't like a lot of the Halloween decoration stuff, but you don't see stuff that they're selling at, like, party supplies, or, you know, like, the Party City, whatever. It's like,
right.
There's no nooses involved, man. That's not...
Right. Yeah. The noose is the main point to me.
Sure, yeah. I agree.
Like, that's, like, you know, and listen, if you don't want to get activated, you know what you should do? Play Strange Fruit very loud.
Mm-hmm.
Just play that. Take your speaker outside. Play Strange Fruit. And just make them have to deal with it.
Yeah, I think the thing here, like, you don't know what type of people these are. I would argue that you actually do. Because I think anybody, when they are in the act of putting up that decoration, right? It would mm-hmm. have to dawn on them, unless they were a total piece of shit. It would have to dawn on them, wait a second. Like, I get the idea coming up, okay? Like, it's a horror thing. But, like, when you were doing it, if at that point it still hasn't clicked with you, I am 100% positive you are a piece of shit. So, like, right. To prepare you for what you, unless you do this before you hear the show, like, they're not going to receive it well. But I do think it is the right thing to go say something.
Yep, 100%. Yeah.
And I think hopefully you won't be the only one. Think about it that way, too. Like, you're going to be one that goes and says something. With any luck, everyone else is going to go say something, too.
Well, and this is what
at that point, you can bully them into, because they don't want people coming around anymore.
But that's
because I don't think you're going to change their mind.
But that's the other part is, like, in, I guess I live in a different world because I am friends with my neighbors.
Yeah.
And so I know them. So I can go, like, I had a 20-minute talk with Christy, who lives right down the street, about another neighbor who she will remain nameless, but about her and her kid and the way that their kid acts versus the way, because when I was on my walk, Christy was outside. And I just told her that her kids are a treat when they come over to my house. And I hope Savannah does the same for them, that she, like, leaves it better than when she got there. But I have the ability to, I can talk to her, no problem. I talked to my other neighbor because we were both taking the trash out. And I was getting the mail for another neighbor who lives next door to me. And we, like, I have all these connections. If you don't have those connections, that's kind of the reason I have these connections, is so that, it's nice to know people in your neighborhood, but also, like, if Rick from two houses down, then these people live between the two of you. If you can talk to Rick and you and Rick talk and you're like, yeah, it's bad, then you can take the temperature on the entire, you can start to take the temperature on the entire neighborhood as you expand your circle. And then you can realize, yeah, this person, they suck shit.
Right.
That's the part that I like that part of what I do in this neighborhood. And I think other people like it too, where it's like, we feel comfortable. We can talk about this. We can say that, you know, this neighbor kid sucks. And we can say, hey, just so you know, this happened with this dog. And if you see it, make sure you keep your kids away from this dog. And if you talk to this lady, you know that she's going to be upset because that dog killed her dog. Like, all these small interconnected things are what make everything go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what makes everything go. And yes, you can go and talk to them, and then what they'll probably do is be like, hey, man, fuck off, blah, blah, blah. But if you have, like, a coalition, what did Dave Chappelle say? We got a coalition. If you have a coalition of folks ready to rock and roll, then all of a sudden they'll start to realize, like, this is not cool. And I think that's the most important part, is realizing not just not cool. Instead of using, like, casual parlance, this is offensive.
Mm-hmm.
This is offensive. And this is not okay. So even though we think we're fun and cool or whatever by doing this like unwelcome sign and all that, which I don't get that, man. Fuck that. Like just in general, fuck that. Like we put out welcome mats for a reason, right? To let people know that your house is a safe space.
Yeah, like you could just put nothing there, you know?
You don't have to put anything. Right. Just don't put anything.
Yeah.
But if your kid has the, if, like, are they, obviously are decorating for Halloween, which means they want to have what?
Trick-or-treaters.
Trick-or-treaters. And you got a guy hanging by a noose. No. And you have an unwelcome sign? Like, I've already got Halloween planned out. There is no unwelcome sign. There's certainly nobody hanging from a noose.
I would say, like, the unwelcome sign, if it's just for Halloween, is okay. Like, I get that. You know what I mean? Like,
sure, I get the that. People that do but the if, graveyards but, in their yard and all that stuff.
Yeah, but I imagine that the unwelcome sign sounded like that's a year-round
I was going to say, that sounds like it lives yeah. there.
Yeah, like, go away type, yeah.
But you still apparently are decorating for Halloween, so you want trick-or-treaters. Why would you decorate for Halloween if you didn't want trick-or-treaters?
Right.
And to have, like, my 7-year-old, to have Hartzell's, like, I'm going to get it right, 9- and 6-year-old.
Nailed it.
To have them walk up to a house with a guy hanging from a noose, not okay.
Ain't no way. It ain't happening.
Yeah, don't, they don't need to think that's normal in yeah. any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Like, I know what my Halloween looks like.
Yeah, can we save that? Because we're coming up on Halloween episodes. I got a lot going on for Halloween, too. I want to let's do a really? Halloween episode.
All right, next week we'll do a Halloween episode. Do we want to tell people to call in 336-448-3607? What yeah. are your plans for Halloween?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, Halloween episode might have to be in 2 weeks then, because they're not going to have but like a day to call in. Call in immediately. So if you listen to this on the day of
Hang on.
Call.
Yeah, if you we listen to this next week. Next week is what time?
Normal.
Next
9 to
week
11.
It'll be the 15th
that's not what I'm
of October
okay.
when this comes out.
I'm talking about
we'll
the day, dude.
We got
Wednesday,
the monster
October
mash.
15th.
We got the mash.
So yeah, this goes out on the 15th.
If you're lucky.
We will record the morning of the 16th. So give us a call on next Wednesday.
Yep.
And we will do a part 2 the next week if you don't get your call in time until if you listen later in the week. We can
that would
like
come out on the
30th. And that'll come out on the 30th, right before Halloween. So
but the
be,
23rd,
you know,
right now, call in by the 15th, 16th in the morning.
Yep.
We'll get as many of those as we can for the 23rd, the show that comes out on the 22nd, 23rd.
And yeah. to be clear, I want to hear from everybody, all walks of life. I want to yes. hear from parents. I want to hear from single people. I want to hear from
yeah.
grandparents.
Apartments.
Yeah,
I want to hear it all. I want to hear it all, too. Like, how are you doing it? Are you partying? What type of Halloween party are you going to? Are you handing out candy? What's your strategy? Do you sit out? Do you wait for the bell to ring? Do you have decorations? Do you not have decorations? I want right. it all.
Because this is because this year's Halloween is, I mean, it's on a Friday night. Like, it's going to be.
It's going to be buck wild,
it's
dude.
It's going
to
be fun.
Give it to me, baby.
Yeah, it's going to be buck wild. And I tried to explain that. I tried to explain it to my daughter and to my wife, and both of them were like, what are you talking about?
I mean, I was like, what, Savannah was, what, 4 or 5 the last time it was on a not?
I
should have been
know.
Like 4 the last time it was like not on a Sunday through Thursday.
We lived in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Man. So that was a totally, oh, yeah, dude, neighborhood trick-or-treating is a totally different,
Come
like,
on,
suburb
buddy.
Neighborhood. Yeah,
they
dude.
Don't even. Oh, they don't even trick-or-treat in our neighborhood.
No, they go to the nice one. They go to the, not
they,
that your neighbor
well,
is not
go,
very nice,
like,
but
go
like they go to the
pool.
Okay, yeah, the pool. Yeah,
they go to the pool neighborhood.
Makes sense.
And like, cause her she has, and it's like a gang of kids.
I love it. Like fucking Stranger Things out there.
Yeah, and then you know your boy's gonna have. I gotta pick up all my stuff, but I gotta pick up the White Claws and the like. I gotta get the candy, obviously, but I gotta get White Claws. Gotta get some
you
beers.
Help the parents out. Yeah,
Yeah.
Ain't no laws.
We'll talk about it. Ain't no laws when you're drinking the claws.
I love it every time.
But but you know what? I will say this before, because we're going to talk. We're going to do a full Halloween show. Decorations, whole deal. You guys call in. You know what I use Halloween for?
What
to get rid of koozies.
Interesting. Like
because you get a koozie everywhere you go, don't you?
Yeah, and I'm not talking about getting rid of our koozies. We're already out of them, by the way.
Let us see it.
By the way, if you want a Rambler, hit me up on Venmo. I'll get them to you quick. But no, I open the drawer. One of the three drawers is filled with koozies, and I'm like, I'm just going to put these in a basket. Take whatever you want. Take the koozie. No, don't bring it back to me. You can have it.
Right. Love that. What a boss move.
It helps clean out stuff, man. We get the amount of times I get koozies from radio shows and from I can't keep all these, especially when they are not nearly as dope.
Take it with you.
As the Hit D koozies.
Which are now gone, by the way.
They're gone.
If you missed out.
You still got some Yetis.
Like, I hate that for you that you missed out, but thank you for listening.
I hate it for you. You missed out. We might do another run, but.
Why not?
Yeah.
HitD.threadless.com. Get you a t-shirt, man.
Get a t-shirt.
For now.
Tell you what, if somebody shows up at my house in a Hit D t-shirt, we're taking shots.
Hmm.
For sure.
Let's take a look. Let's take a look at the shop. I ain't been in the dashboard in a minute. People have been buying shirts, dude.
Good.
What's our most popular shirt? What's our least popular shirt?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's going to take me just a couple minutes here.
That's not how it gets down.
Man, it's a tight one. Calm down.
God, there's just
as technically the most right now.
Calm down. It's okay.
So there's just people walking around in a thing my dad said.
Yeah, so we've got basically it's the same amount of everything though. Not a Movie Guy has one less than everything else, which has one less than the Calm Down.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
not bad.
So my wife, who I love dearly, who told me no one's going to buy the Not a Movie Guy shirt.
Oh, I'm wrong because I was looking at only one period of time.
Oh, no.
When we factor in last month's, August. So, when we factor in August, the OG logo, shout out to Ryan for the art, is the most popular shirt in mass. Then the Calm Down shirt is number two. Then the Humble Onion shirt. Then the Hit D University shirt. Then Not a Movie Guy.
So my wife.
But
is
there
right.
have been. But there have been. no, because there's been multiple sales of the Not a Movie Guy shirt. Multiple people have that.
Yeah, I'm not a movie guy.
By the way, Ryan Mitchell did get shirts sent to him from us.
Yes.
So he is email exchange, great guy, lives in Michigan, very talented guy,
super talented.
Very talented artist. He's hooked up. Like he's wearing, it only took 5 years, but he is wearing shirts that he designed with his logo. So love to see it.
And
really
think I bought my dad a shirt.
That's all right. It's okay. There's time.
Yeah, I know. I think that's what I'm just going to get him that. Well, I got for his birthday, I got the freaking the jersey and he'll just get one for Christmas. You know what? You know what I might do?
What's that?
I might get everyone a Calm Down, It's Okay t-shirt for my entire family.
Elder, before you do that, hit me up because we get our own shirts for cost without having to pay the thing that we
okay,
get.
Okay, I will. I will do that. Can you imagine?
Yeah, you guys went rogue on me there, and I meant to tell you, but from now on, just hit me up and we can handle that.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Can you?
It
imagine?
Comes out in the wash anyway, but you know, just on.
Can you imagine Christmas Day? Everybody's like, first of all, they do this pajama shit that I'm not doing.
Take it easy, man. Just we're not doing what? The Christmas slander right now. We're not doing it.
How is that slander?
What do you mean? How is that slander? You literally said they do this pajama shit, which and I mean, that's slander, bro. That's
I'm
slander.
Not doing it.
He's got a point. Got a point.
I'm gonna wear my normal clothes. Have a normal day, but what if everybody opened up their gift and it was all just calm down, it's okay t-shirts? That shit would be funny as hell.
It'd be funny if you were in pajamas.
As fuck. No, you know what would be funny, Felder? It's they do the pajamas, right? You sleep in your underwear. You should just be like, I'm in my fucking pajamas and just roll out there in your underwear.
That would be, yo, that's a that's boss what you, move.
I don't understand why you haven't done this yet, but like you should definitely do this.
Yeah,
just walk out in some Nike Pro.
Sure.
Yes, dude.
Boxer, some Nike Pro boxer briefs and be like,
sup?
No, yeah. You guys said we was doing pajamas.
My argument is this is classic fucking Felder. It's also peak fucking dad energy. Like, call in if you, I mean, someone else has had to have had a dad or grandpa that was just like in the morning, maybe not Christmas morning, but at some point in the morning, you just saw that dude drinking a cup of coffee in their underwear.
Yeah. Bro,
I burned into my brain my papaw.
That
like,
wasn't coffee
over
he was
there,
drinking.
Like, oh, it was fucking Folgers or Maxwell House, something terrible, just some sludge. My fucking papaw.
Every
just like
every
hair
day.
Askew in some tidy whities drinking fucking coffee. What's up, boy?
Dude, every single day I get up, before I even brush my teeth, I get up, I take Savannah, I take her lunch out of the refrigerator. Put it in there with her water bottle, grab my hat and my car keys, walk out to the car, put it in the car, put the snack in the car, or snack in the book bag, then I go brush my teeth. All this is in underwear. So everyone in my neighborhood is like anyone that's up at between 6:45 and 7, good chance they just see me in my underwear the whole time.
Yeah, we've had this discussion. It's a choice.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
They're lucky.
Yeah, they lucky.
You get to see me like this. You get to see me. What's the difference between underwear and tights?
It's a great question.
I don't think there's a huge difference. And let's be real, like... What's the difference between, like, football pants, where you don't have to cover your knee anymore anyways, right? Like, in your, like, your uniform football pants? I can tell you what those guys aren't doing, wearing underwear. They just put the pants on. They're so tight, you just put the pants on. All the support you need. Like, if I went outside in football pants, if I went outside in, like, silver britches, right?
Oh, no hunker problem. It down one last time.
I had to do it to you, man. Folks, rate, review, subscribe to the show. Tell a friend about the show.
Tell an enemy.
Tell an enemy. Because I probably have made plenty of them. If you have someone who loves Taylor Swift, tell them about the show. Let them know. I'm not going to say anything more. I'm just going to say, tell your Swiftie friend about the show. I'm going to get Jen to listen to the show.
Good luck.
That's the show. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in. Let's grow.